today's show, we're just kind of crap shooting it, right? So first we're going to read a little blurb or meditation or what is it? Mantra.
Yeah. We're
gonna kind of kickstart the show a little bit.
Exactly. So what's today's date, Gabby?
It's the 30th. It's before Halloween, you guys.
It's the 30th. So I'm reading from this book called The Promise of a New Day by Karen Cassie and Martha Van Kuberg. And it's just a book of daily meditations. This one is for October 30th. And the first quote is, "Who would care to question the ground of forgiveness or compassion? Some people don't seem able to accept the things that come to them. They always want to go back and dwell on how it was before and what mistakes were made by them and others. Sometimes they want to prove by this recital of past errors that they were right. Sometimes they seem to want to dwell on their own fallibility." So the mantra for today is, "The ground of forgiveness and compassion is fertile. From it comes my harvest of the future."
Yeah, I relate to that a lot. That's like perfect for today.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, if you want to ponder that.
Exactly.
And then I'm just going to pull a tarot card for this first show. I think we might start every show with like a mantra and a card reading for our readers, just for like a little bit of guidance for today. This always helps me a lot. A lot of people, you know, you can see it as mystical or not, but I always love the tarot cards because they give me a little bit of, you know, information or guidance that I may have needed for today. So I'm just going to pull one for right now. You can probably hear me shuffling these, and if I sniffle, it's because I'm sick right now. Okay. What shall it be?
Exactly.
And these cards, it's so funny because I just got this deck like last month.
What's the deck called again?
It's a beautiful deck. Oh my god, the imagery on this is just absolutely gorgeous. It's called Dreams of Gaia Tarot by Raven Fellen. And I got this at In Spirit Crystals, which is right in NoHo.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So what's the card for today, Gabby? All Give right. us our guidance.
I don't know if anyone like works with tarot, like, you know, how the tarot deck speaks to you. Whenever I know I can pull the card is when I feel like I can't shuffle it anymore. It just, like, stops. Like, I can't break it in half.
Interesting.
Some people tell me, like, it gets warm or, like, you can hear it speaking. Yeah, Allie's, like, raising her hand. Yeah, however it speaks to you. Okay, so I'm going to pull this card. Ooh, this one looks good. So my tarot deck is very interesting. It doesn't have, like, sometimes it has words for the major arnica, but it has, like, a Roman numeral and, like, a triangle shape. And this one's going downward, so it represents water. Let me just flip to the page. So water, Ivy, four of water. Okay, 274. Let's read it.
I wish we could show you guys this card.
I know, I wish I could show you. Just, like, apparate it to your room. Ooh, this is so nice. Wow, Allie.
Really?
Yeah. So, key words, confidence, awareness, self-acceptance, forgiving, self-belief, deserving, receptive, and consequences. And key phrases, you are beautiful, be aware of weakness, but focus on strengths, mistake, and opportunity to learn. Let go of the ideal of perfection. Love yourself for who you are. Happiness at another's expense and the emotional cost of your actions. So those two last points are probably have to do with like potential blockages if that was reversed, but it came upright. So that's good.
Yeah.
So the meaning of this card, I'm just going to read this out loud because it's absolutely incredible. The Four of Water stands before you with quiet confidence and awareness. Despite his scarred appearance, he sees only beauty when he looks at his reflection. A gentle smile curves his lips as he regards himself with kindness and understanding. He has many weaknesses and during his lifetime has made many mistakes, and yet he chooses to see the lessons he has learnt and forgive himself.
Instead of holding on to feelings of shame, regrets, and guilt,
balance out his weaknesses. And it is these strengths on which he chooses to focus. He believes he is deserving of both love and happiness. And even when life offers an experience that scars, he refuses to allow hurt or disappointment to erode his self-belief or close his heart. This does not mean that he is blind to his flaws. Rather, he accepts them for what they are, parts of a whole that is imperfect and perfect at the same time. The Four of Water arrives in your reading to ask whether you look at yourself with less love than you should. Do you see only your flaws and imperfections and feel as if you should apologize for having them, instead seeing them as something that gives you depth and character? Those flaws and scars and imperfections are aspects of your nature that make you truly beautiful. You would shine like the sun if you would accept them and forgive them and allow them to simply be a part of who you are. It is time to let go of the idea that to be perfect is to be without flaw. Stop looking for the perfect relationship. Or the perfect idea or creation, the perfect career, or the perfect opportunity. Every relationship, every idea or creation, every path, every opportunity has flaws, imperfections, and the potential to fail or go awry. Realize that perfection is a paradoxical state that exists only when there is peaceful acceptance and unconditional love for those scars, weaknesses, and flaws. Perfection is only achieved in seeing, accepting, and loving the flaws, knowing that they are an undeniable, necessary part of the beautiful, magical whole. The Four of Water comes to ask that you release any feelings of inadequacy or discomfort. You are in this moment everything you are meant to be and so much more. Love yourself without condition.
Wow, oh, that was great.
Thank you so much, Gabby. That was so beautiful.
Wow, that's so funny. Because I did a meditation today that was all about acceptance, and I tend to do that very often because I feel like that's such an important practice, especially when we go through hard times or we're kind of feeling stuck where we are and feel like maybe we're not doing enough in this moment for ourselves, to kind of just like be gentle with yourself and understand that you're right where you need to be and that you have enough, you're doing enough, and you are enough.
Absolutely, and I feel like it really ties back in with the meditation that we read in the beginning about just having forgiveness and compassion for yourself.
Yeah. And our friend Dory is here as well.
Dory,
would you like to say something?
Yeah. Well, first I just want to say that if you can't see any green on there, no one can hear you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that nobody told you that. Hi, it's me.
Wait, so is
Dory.
It working?
Dory is our teacher.
All the way up? Oh, is it working now? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it wasn't working the whole time.
I hope that maybe it was, maybe it was.
But wait, maybe we should just turn this down.
Do you have music you want to play? Let's address some of these things that are happening. Anyway.
There you go.
Thank you. will you recap what your show is a little bit for me while we're making adjustments?
Wow, yeah, we just had
some technical difficulties
on our first day. It's perfectly normal, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly, we're learning. And
is
Dory,
this your first day ever?
Yeah, it's our first show.
This is the best.
This okay. is the best.
So it sounded like you did some meditation things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically for those of you who couldn't hear us, which were probably most of you, because our mics were not up all the way, which is fine. Gabby and I basically just started off with a
mantra for the day, and then a tarot reading, which you probably didn't hear, but it was wonderful. It
was
talked
wonderful.
About acceptance,
and
understanding your weaknesses and strengths. It's okay. It'll probably go much more smoothly next show, and it'll sound kind of like this, similar in format.
Tune in next
but
week.
It's a little messy today, which is totally fine. Speaks to like what we talked about.
Yeah. You're doing great, is what I will say. So you did a tarot reading?
Yes, we did a tarot reading.
Yeah, and hopefully in the future what we'll do is we'll do call-in tarot readings. So if you want to call into the year, we can do a personal reading for you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes, I want to do that.
Yeah, and there are multiple spreads we can do too. The one I did today was a guide reading, so it was just one card. If you have a particular issue, or you just want to seek guidance on something, I've got like multiple spreads I can use. And these cards are very informative.
It looks like you guys also brought this really cool looking crystal in.
Obviously
no one can see, but it's really cool and seems very grounding.
Gosh, yes. I wish we could tell the story of these crystals.
Actually,
I feel like that's such a great idea, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of ironic as
we both brought our amethysts, which was not planned at all.
Not planned. Per usual with Gabby and I, we don't really plan these things. They just happen.
No. It's my soul sister.
We could also maybe talk about why Mystic Retreat, also like so the name of our show, like why it's called that, and why Gabby and I kind of wanted to start having a show this year anyway.
Yeah, oh my god, that's such a great idea. Okay. I kind of like, in my personal view, I guess I wanted to start this show because I don't know, I always like saw the yurt, and like the yurt was just such a cool like building. So I kind of just wanted to be in the building, you know.
The honesty, I love it.
Yeah, it's a good enough reason, right?
Yeah.
But I also, like, this is so funny because we learned a little bit more about the yurt when we were taking our wild foods class, because our teacher is Karen Warren, and apparently it was students from her class, from this, like, I don't remember what the class is called, but they're basically students from third or second year, I can't remember.
They were 6 years ago.
But they started this project. They actually decided to create this project for one of their independent studies, and lo and behold, here it is after a couple years. And like, wow, I can't believe they got like the funding for this. My God.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I've totally underappreciated the year in the past, and then I realized that students built it. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I just remember, like, my first year of college, I saw the yurt and, like, would hear, like, music coming out of it, and was like, whoa, like, that's really cool, and I always wanted to be one of those people, like, inside working all the tech stuff. It's honestly not too difficult to figure out, but clearly today that has proved me wrong.
But, yeah, so Gabby and I are also both in our Div 3, and we were kind of looking for a creative outlet, and just a way of, I don't know, exploring some different ideas that are outside of our projects, something different. And then also, a good friend of mine at Smith College was running a radio station, and that really inspired me as well. So,
Shout out to Smith Radio.
I love it. So, and then hopefully in the near future, Yurt is going to be having like merchandise. Like, I don't know.
So probably we'll create some items for Mystic Retreat.
Yeah,
that'd be really cool. Maybe we'll collaborate with some people on designs. Shout out to those people who are really good at designing things. Like, hit us up.
Exactly. Yes, please help us.
But the story of the name is actually really funny. So
also one of those ironic moments.
Yeah, one of those ironic moments. So I think we were just thinking about, like, what we wanted to do for the show, and I don't know, we're very conscious people. We like the whole meditation, like, awareness scene and using crystals mindfulness and mindfulness stuffs. And we kind of wanted to create something out of that with also, like, really nice, well-thought-out stories, intuitive stories. But
kind of born an inspiration of a podcast that we both enjoy called Dream Freedom Beauty.
Dream Freedom Beauty podcast, which is honestly, it's so funny because that podcast is in Durham, North Carolina, which is like right near where I live.
Yeah, where I'm from,
which I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, if nobody figured that out. Or he didn't like intuit it or like, I don't know, read my mind. Or is it in Durham? I think it might be in Asheville. I'm sorry. Either way, it's in North Carolina. And then the formatting of the show is very inspired from another podcast that I listen to a lot called Your Own Magic, held by Raquel Mantra. And it's just like this beautiful podcast, like with all of these amazing like world leaders who come on and talk about like health and wellness and living a conscious lifestyle. So I think we wanted to kind of mimic those themes, but kind of also, like, put our own touch to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, so the name of the show, Allie.
Yeah, so Gabby and I were on the bus one day to Northampton, and we were mulling over the show, trying to think about what it was going to be. We, I don't know, had a couple of different ideas for names and hadn't quite decided on one, and we went into a store. One that shall not be named.
Yes.
And we looked on.
No one can take it.
Yeah. And we looked on the shelf, and there was a perfume, and it was called Mystic Retreat.
And we tried the perfume. Yes, and thus it was born. Well, first we, like, tried out the perfumes.
Right.
I think that's what it was. We were just, like, smelling all the perfumes. We're like, wow, this one smells really good. What's the name? Mystic Retreat. And so we're like, wow, this one smells good.
Yeah, so that's it.
That's how the name was born.
Pretty basic.
So the name of this show clearly smells good.
And yeah, the perfume. It smells good. So
hopefully it sounds good here.
Yeah. So anyway, well, that's our history.
Yeah.
And we have some tunes to play for y'all.
Yeah, so today's just like, you know, we're kind of going to just play some songs for the rest of the show. If we want to speak up about, like, a song, we can do that as well.
Yeah, but maybe, Gabby, you put some of, like, the majority of the song list together. So, actually, I guess we collaborated.
We collaborated, Allie.
We did.
Come on.
Sorry, yeah, we just listened to a lot of the same stuff. So, what was, like, the theme of kind of, like,
the song? This one?
Yeah,
so, the theme of these songs, or at least, like, some of the more aligning ideas, was... I don't know, just a lot of beautiful songs about, like, Mother Nature. Yeah. A lot of very, like, woman-empowered songs. So some of these might vary in terms of tune, but that's fine.
Yeah.
They're all very wonderful songs. This one, ironically enough, we listened to this one from one of our favorite YouTubers and Instagrammers. Her name is Megan Moon. And she's just a beautiful human being. Like, oh my God, she just gave birth to her first daughter. And she just posted that story on YouTube. So if you want to go check it out, you probably can just type up Megan Moon on YouTube and go to her channel and find that video on her home birth.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this was, I think this might have been one of the songs she played in one of her videos. I can't remember if it's that one or another one, but it's just
beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
So,
so we're going to play that. Yeah, we're going to play it right now.
Sirenita de los ríos danza, danza. danza con el viento. Sirenita de los ríos, danza, danza con el viento. Con tus flores y aromas, perfuma los corazones. Con tus flores y aromas, perfuma los corazones. Limpia, limpia, espíritus. Cura, cura, cuerpecitos. Limpia, limpia, espíritus. Cantaremos y carritos, abuelita curandera. Danzaremos muy juntitos, sirenita bobinsana. Sirenita de los ríos, danza, danza con el viento. Sirenita de los ríos, danza, danza con el viento. Con tus flores y aromas, perfuma los corazones. Con tus flores y aromas, perfuma los corazones. Cura, cura, cuerpecitos, limpia, limpia, espirititos. Cura, cura, cuerpecitos, limpia, limpia, espirititos. Cantaremos y carritos, abuelita curandera. Danzaremos muy juntitos, sirenita bobinsana.
mujeres que cuiden la tierra, mujeres que nutren las plantas, niños que escuchan atento a la voz de su abuelo. Apareces tú.
The first song that we played was Orca by, Sirenita Bobinsana by Orca. And then this next song that I'm going to play is a really cool song that my sister introduced me to. It's called The Secret Kissing of the Sun and the Moon by Hank Massive. And they play the hand drums. It's like a really new instrument, but it's really cool. It sounds really cool, at least. So that one's probably, this one's 8 minutes long. So that probably closes us out.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. Thank you.
So thank you for tuning into Mystic Retreat today. That was our show.
Thank you so much, listeners.
That was awesome.
Thank you, Dory.
Yeah, tune in next week, 3 to 4 p.m., and we will be here ready to share some magic with you all.
Yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bars like I'm on the motherfucking branch, and when you turn around, the branch might snap. I have anger inside me. Nah, I'm just kidding.